From the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, I'm Dave Anderson with Something Wild. You need no special excuse to seek cool water on a hot summer day. Water lilies provide a perfect midsummer setting to explore the specialized role of aquatic plants in New Hampshire ponds and wetlands. Paddlers and shoreline hikers alike admire the scented floating flowers of water lilies blooming in July. Fragrant yellow and white blossoms seem lotus-like amid a raft of floating lily pads atop shallow freshwater ponds. Terrestrial plants are about 5% airspace. Aquatic plants can be 60% air. These hollow stems link the floating leaves to shallow roots anchored in soft muck. Without a need for strength, the stems are flexible to withstand currents and changes in water level. Spongy air bladders in these plants add buoyancy. These adaptations allow aquatic plants to absorb water, nutrients, and dissolved oxygen directly from water. Juvenile fish shelter beneath lily pads amid long stems, a submerged forest. Larger fish, pickerel and bass, lurk at the edges hunting fish, frogs, and insects. Frogs and painted turtles bask in the summer sun atop floating rafts of lily pads, while aquatic insects, dragonflies and damselflies, dry delicate transparent wings after emerging as crawling aquatic larvae. Other emergent wetland plants include native pickerel weeds that provide concealment cover for waterfowl and wading birds. Cattail reeds offer nesting sites for red-winged blackbirds, and their starchy tuberous roots are preferred by muskrats and beavers. At night, a chorus of green frogs and bullfrogs resounds from the floating gardens, where pond hockey games were played just months ago. Something Wild is a joint production of the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, New Hampshire Audubon, and NHPR. For Something Wild, I'm Dave Anderson. Thank you.